really short, like a pixie in the fairy tale book her grandparents had given her, before they weren't allowed to see one another anymore. But Daddy said girls were supposed to have long hair, and boys short. So, her little brother got a crew cut, down at Vic's barbershop in town, and all she could do was pull her sort of blonde hair back in a ponytail. But then Mason got spoiled silly, in her opinion, being the boy. He'd gotten a basketball hoop and a backboard with an official Wilson basketball for his birthday. He got to play Little League baseball, too, something that by Daddy's rules was only for boys, something Mason never let her forget. And being younger by 23 months, something she didn't let him forget, he didn't have as many chores. It wasn't fair. But saying so only added on more chores and risked losing TV privileges. Besides, she wouldn't care about any of that if she got the new bike. She caught a dull flash, just a shimmer of lightning low in the sky. It would come, she told herself. The wish storm would come and bring the cool and wet. If it rained and rained and rained, she wouldn't have to weed the garden. The idea of that excited her enough that she nearly missed the next flash. Not lightning this time, but the beam from a flashlight. Her first thought was someone was